Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress is close to a deal on a $900 billion coronavirus relief bill after months of stalled negotiations.
So I'm encouraged that our Democratic colleagues have now embraced this framework that's been the right solution for our country all this time. And a bipartisan, bicameral agreement appears to be close at hand.
If there's no deal, 12 million Americans will see their unemployment benefits disappear after Christmas, and millions will lose their protection from being evicted. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, lawmakers are apparently working overtime to deliver a new relief package before the end of the week. What are you hearing about what would be in a new bill?
Well, what's interesting about this is what you just played from Mitch McConnell saying, I'm pleased that Democrats are embracing this framework. In fact, the framework is nothing like what the Republican senators had put forward. This is much smaller. It's less than half of the value of what the Democrats had passed in October in the House. But it's far more of what Democrats wanted in the bill. They're going to be direct payments to individuals, probably $600 as opposed to the $1,200 last time. That's a lot less than some Democrats wanted, but it's $600 a person more than before. There'll be $325 billion in aid to small businesses, and $257 billion of that will be a continuation of that paycheck protection program where businesses get money if they keep people on the payroll. There'll be an unemployment bonus. There'll be a renewal of soon-to-expire state benefits, which are expiring, generally speaking, at the end of the month for those 11 million people you were talking about. There's $25 billion in rental assistance. There's an extension of the moratorium on people being evicted. And there's money for airlines, vaccine distribution, schools, and the Postal Service.
So that's a lot to include, but I want to get to the first point, and that has to do with the amount that Americans would be getting under this. As you said, about half or maybe a little less than half of what they got in the first payment, a one-time check of $600. How much will that actually help people in need?
Very little. I mean, I've been reporting on this for several months now, and we are finding people who are now on the brink of eviction or you know, losing their homes because $600 isn't really going to make the difference. Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri have both joined a measure to try and get that to $1,200 a person. But other Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, say anything more than $600 is going to make it a lot harder to pass. The Republicans are saying they don't want the corresponding increase in the debt that would require that to happen. Democrats are also looking to FEMA. They want to increase funding to FEMA because some people want to label this equivalent of a natural disaster to get specific aid to state and local governments. But, Democrats are thinking that with Joe Biden as president, they may be able to get another kick at the can after January 20th. And, of course, looking very closely at that Georgia election, because if the Senate becomes 50-50 and Kamala Harris becomes the casting ballot, the deciding ballot in the Senate, there'll be another opportunity for another bill after January 20th.
Okay, so if this bill is indeed passed, if the $600 goes through, how quickly will Americans start to get it?
Last time it was almost a month before people started getting it, and almost 4 months before everybody got it. Looks like we've straightened out some of the technical problems with that. So there's some sense that if the Senate does pass this, nobody's going to get it before Christmas. But a lot of the kinks are ironed out, so it probably is looking to be between 2 weeks and a month from the time this bill is signed by the president.
Okay, a lot to watch for between now and then. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Thank you, Ali.
Thanks, Lisa.